ProXPN, we've got Michael Dean. He's on the line from Wyoming.
Yeah.
What's on your mind tonight on Skype?
Well, bunch of stuff. I've been here on hold for 75 minutes, so I've made a lot of notes.
All
right. If you want to call a show that's less popular and doesn't have a 75-minute wait, that's pretty good. Check out Michael Dean After Dark on LRN weeknights at midnight Central Time.
You just picked the wrong night. I mean, Brett's here, and for whatever reason, the calls just come out on Brett's shows. I don't know if it's coincidence.
I want to talk about Brett and how he's the future of radio, but I also want to talk about why people would program for free, because I run a software company I lose money on, and I love it. But first, I want to say the Ben Stone Indiegogo Get Ben Stone to Porkfest has 7 hours left.
Uh-huh.
We've raised $1,760 of our $2,000 goal.
Oh, that's pretty close then.
Yeah. So if you want to go to badquaker.com, go to the second post down. There's a link to the Indiegogo. And he is a guy who suffers for his art. I mean, he makes almost zero money. He spends money like I do to do Liberty. And he had a heart failure recently. He was in the hospital. Bill Buepert also had a heart attack. It's been going around, man. I'm worried I'm next, man, if it's intentional or accidental. You know, 50-something guys in Liberty who work harder than they should.
Yeah, they're going to turn the harp machine on you. Have a heart attack.
Yeah.
So, okay, but you have you and your wife, Deborah, have committed to come out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You've already booked the tickets. So this fundraiser is just to get Ben Stone out there, the Bad Quaker, who's a great podcaster and really super nice guy. I met him a couple years ago at the first Pork Fest that he attended. This is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. For those that don't know, it's a summertime event. It's coming up in about 9 weeks, actually, and it's happening in, June 22nd through the 29th, I believe, are the dates offhand. Yep. Porkfest.com is the website, porcfest.com. It's not a cheap thing to attend Porkfest, although it could be more expensive because, you know, the travel's really the most expensive part. The staying on the campground isn't particularly expensive. But, you know, it's still some money is involved, and Ben doesn't have that money, so you're trying to help him out.
Yeah, and I'm an invited speaker, and I have to pay my own ticket for me and my wife to get in, but we really want to do it. It is odd, but that's all I got to say about that.
All right, so how does one help with the Bad Quaker fundraiser?
Go to badquaker.com, go to the second post down, there's a link to the Indiegogo.
Now, is this one of those things where you get the perks, like Indiegogo usually has like bennies? What do you get? What is $100, because you need $300 contributions, right, to cross this threshold?
Yeah, for $100 you get buttons and a sticker, a Ben Quaker buttons and a Ben Quaker sticker.
Sweet. And you know, get to meet Bad Quaker if you're at Porkfest, ultimately.
And I'll slap a School Sucks endorsement on this as well. I just interviewed Ben, I think, at the end of last week, and it was fantastic. It was
brilliant guy, right?
He's really brilliant. And I forgot that it was an interview, and I wasn't just listening to a podcast. Because I just let him,
your show.
I let him go on and on and on. But I was just, I was so interested, and I love his speaking style. He's got a great voice, you want him at Porkfest. So I highly recommend going and pitching in if you can.
Great. What else, Michael, were you calling about tonight?
Well, the two things, why someone would do software and why Brett is the future of radio.
Sure.
The software
thing. You got 2 minutes to hit them both. Go.
Oh, okay. I run a company called meowbit.com. It's about making censorship proof internet, and I lose money at it. And the reason I do it is because I want a censorship proof internet.
Right.
And, it's the fax machine problem. If two people do it, it's not worth much, but if there's 10,000 fax machines, they're worth more each, you know?
Sure.
So you got to get more people to do the meowbits and the dot bit and the name coins. And then it actually has a chance at taking a dent when they start seizing websites in mass, like I think they're going to do pretty soon here.
All right. I'm with you there, by the way. I mean, freekeen.com is one example of that for me. It costs me money to run Freekeen, and I also
cost me
a lot of time. Yeah, LRN is a money sink as well. So these are things I do because I love to do them, and I think the world needs them, and I have my motivations, and my motivations are not profit. But anyway, your final point about Brett from School Sucks Project.
Well, I think history is going to remember Ian going to jail for a couch in his yard is the most important thing that ever happened in Liberty, because when he was in jail, Mark started getting co-hosts in case Ian never got out of jail. And now you've always got this third wheel there. So you're kind of like the Liberty Journalism School. And I'm doing the same thing on Michael Dean After Dark. Brett is great. He brings a lot to the table. So does Johnny Ray. And I'm trying to replicate the same thing on Michael Dean After Dark. We're training the next generation. I want to replace myself. That's my goal, basically. Yeah. I want to open source doing good Liberty Radio.
That honestly was one of the reasons why Free Talk Live is named as it is, was because, well, first of all, I don't like having my name out on Front Street like that. But secondly, I know there's a chance that I might get hit by a bus or thrown in a prison cell or whatever. And I wanted the idea of Free Talk Live to continue on beyond me. So it was important that it not be called the Ian and Mark show.
Well, actually, the other night, my internet was down. Two of my co-hosts did Michael Dean After Dark without Michael Dean, and nice. I listened on your call-in number. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome. But I've heard this a few times on the radio, and it always sounds a little strange when you hear somebody that's obviously not Glenn Dean. Beck doing the Glenn Beck show or Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, I want it done after I die. I want there to be a Michael Dean After Dark.
In memoriam. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks,
appreciate
Michael.
The call tonight. 855 450 free. That is a toll-free number. It is brought to you by ProXPN. You may also connect to us, as Michael has done there, on Skype and sound super awesome most of the time. 855-450-FREE is the other number. We'll continue with more Free Talk Live coming up here in moments. You can take control.